Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to
My Peculiar Portions. Can we add like a rainbow effect and then the name of the show? I'm going to do that with my hands.
Why? Is it going to be a nice one today?
This is going to be a nice, wholesome... Animal news.
My favourite news. Yeah. I love hearing about our furry friends.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Meow,
meow. Moo.
Is that, what's that? Is that a man disguised as a cow?
No. I think I'm ready to be milked, Lewis.
Please tell
me. My udders are feeling very full.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
Well, you've...
I only have one teat. But you can yank on it as much as you like.
I don't think the wholesomeness is
gone.
Oh,
yeah, it's not wholesome. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Let's start again. Hello, welcome to Simon's... No, fuck it, we'll go with the first take. I fucked up the second. Dog saved after drone carrying sausage lures her to safety.
Right.
Now, doesn't that sound nice?
Yes. I mean, this is a common thing with animals. You need to trap them for their own safety.
Yeah.
And a dog, the sausage does feel like a classic lure.
It does. Well, for dogs. Especially.
If your dog has escaped, cook a sausage and the smell will bring it right back.
You know? God. I mean, you might find me there as well.
I'm like wafting that sausage on the street.
I got like the bib thing around my neck. Got a knife and fork.
You just like sleepwalked out of your house.
Yeah. I'll go to bed wearing that, the bib.
Well, just in case.
Yeah.
There's a lost dog in the neighbourhood. Sorry, so a drone was carrying this sausage, which I particularly like.
Yeah, it's very now, isn't it?
It's very Deliveroo, isn't it? It's very, you can order a sausage on a drone. This is the world we're living in.
I don't think you can. What? Not yet. As of time of recording.
It's only a matter of time before people in tower blocks are ordering sausages.
It'd be like DoorDash in America, where it's like, you know, I just fancy one sausage. Okay, sausage, $1, sure. Okay, right, administration fee, $2.50. Delivery fee, $3.50.
You got to tip the drone.
Tip the drone. $2, it's just a drone.
Yeah. But they do get paid.
Small order fee, minimum. $5.
Those drones don't get paid proper, though, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you spend £7.50 and you get the sausage delivered to your window. A drone just appears outside the window with a fork.
Do you have to catch it with your hands, or
you have to eat it off the drone? It hangs around. What?
It's like a person in the flat opposite just watching. Going, what the fuck is going on?
Leaning out the
there?
Window, like You're eating like... a eating a sausage off of a fork on a drone.
Why is he sucking it? Why is he not biting into it? It's so weird.
It's like the 69th floor or something. Jesus, there'd be a spate of people falling out of windows. It'd be a disaster. Anyway.
So this is Millie.
Millie is an adorable looking dog. I don't know what breed that is.
She's half Jack Russell, half Whippet.
Adorable.
So she's a taller Jack Russell. I think that's all that means.
She's got a little moustache going on with the old
Oh yeah, she's got a lot
whiskers.
Of hair coming out. Big whiskers. Bless her. She's only three. She's a lovely little doggo, a pupper, if you will.
And she escaped from her home in somewhere frozen, assuming North America.
No, this is Hampshire. In the UK.
Okay. A homegrown story.
So, it's weird that it says a group embarked on a 4-day rescue attempt, but she kept disappearing. What do you mean she kept disappearing?
Well, obviously she'd got out and escaped. Something had caught her attention. She fled.
People see her and then she just runs off.
Yeah.
So it's the people that scare her away, which is why they use the drone.
Oh, I see, with the sausage.
Not a person holding a sausage, because she's scared of the people.
There's already tons of people with sausages going around, waving them. No
effect. There's a guy at the back just frying things up on the move.
Getting new ones going. Yeah. But they eventually, the drone, which I mean, it's noisy and weird and loud. So I would have thought that the drone, if anything, would have been more scary than people. But turns out...
Well, I guess if you're a hungry dog, you've been on the run for a few days. You haven't had a sausage in at least 4 days.
No.
You're like, oh, I'm fucking dying for a sausage.
Right.
Man comes up holding a sausage. You're like, okay, need for sausage. Fear of man. It's slightly higher.
I see.
Right? And then a drone comes up with a sausage. Need for sausage. Fear of drone.
I love how you think the robot, that the dog brain is also a robot.
Well, I think they have very simple feelings and emotions.
No, they're complex animals.
So they're
animals.
Just weighing, they're just like weighing up fear versus.
You're right. There
hunger.
Is there is an amount, there is a certain amount of hunger which will over, as we all know, which will override our cautiousness.
Yeah.
You know, you might be in a petrol station, you know, and you look at a hot dog in that glass
slowly
cabinet.
Rotating on the things, and you're like, I don't know how long that's been in there,
but
could be weeks.
Give me that sausage.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. So apparently there was a coordinated effort involving the police, firefighters and others.
So sorry, did the drone, so first of all,
wait, okay, the drone,
well, there it is. There's a picture of the drone with a long... I see.
Very small drone.
So, okay, the way they've done this drone, which is different to what I thought, is they've got a very long string.
There's two of them.
That looks like it's dragging the sausage.
So the drone is way up in the sky.
Yeah. And it's pulling the sausage either along or...
So the dog's chasing after the sausage.
Or dangling it, yeah. Was it another dog? No, it's the same dog. They rescued they found like five dogs.
Every dog that's gone missing.
They just flew these drones around this forest.
Oh my God.
So...
They did the calculations of how much weight the drone could carry. And they were like, oh, we don't, you know, we're going to have like a tin of Pedigree. It's too heavy. Right. A steak, too heavy.
What's the perfect...
One sausage.
Bait, yeah, one cooked.
I guess tying the rope around it, the string around it, would be quite tricky because, you know, it's quite smooth, slippery sausage.
Maybe you just put a hole through it, don't you?
What?
You don't just like...
Put a hole through the sausage.
Yeah, you don't just...
I guess you could.
Pierce the... You don't have to...
But a sausage has to be quite rigid, otherwise it would just break off.
Right, I see you might fracture the structural integrity of the sausage by doing that. I think it would be safer than trying to make some sort of net, like, you know, like when you wrap a parcel in ribbon.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, you could do that with the sausage. But it's like you know when they have the helicopter carrying, like, a stretcher?
Right, yeah.
You want to keep the sausage intact in the same way.
You don't want it to be spinning around wildly.
No.
Like that video we watched.
That'll be a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you could...
Slap the dog in the face.
Right. And that'll put him off sausages.
Yeah.
And then the opposite effect. All right. Then you need some other alternative.
Oh, my God.
It's the whole thing. So what did they... Did they actually...
A woman bought a load of sausages from Aldi. Fried them up.
Right.
They tied string around them.
Yeah.
They tied the string, the other side of the... Other end of the string to the drones. They flew the drones out. Maybe around a beach.
I understood all the way up till now. Didn't need to know about the old woman and Aldi and all that, but
well, I think it's an important note that we know where the sausages come from.
Right,
they're not the best sausages.
Okay, we don't need to carry on with this. It's fun. What's next then? A beach. They flew them up and down a beach.
Yeah, the dog saw the sausage.
Came running out of the bushes.
It was coaxed into a safer spot where she could be rescued again. Safely.
Rescued.
Says safer, safely.
Recaptured.
Millie was extremely brave. Millie was on her back, licking her owner all over.
Oh.
They took Millie
it's
to
like
the vet.
A children's book.
She's completely fine. Lots of TLC and rest was the only thing prescribed.
They're going to make a movie about this.
And sausages, I hope.
This is like
they're going to make a movie about this. This is going to be one of the most boring movies in cinematic history.
Have you watched any movies? This is like Oscar. This is like tearjerker fucking level stuff.
Chris Pratt as Millie. As Millie. As the voice of Millie.
Sausages.
Fuck me. Probably.
I'm just, you know the kind of crap that this gets.
Emma Stone as Millie's owner. Where's my Millie? That's my impression of Emma Stone.
Dame Judi Dench as old woman.
Cooking sausages.
Yeah, from Aldi. It could be a whole thing of her going to Aldi. You know.
Judi Dench is almost entirely blind now, isn't she? So there might be an issue.
Oh dear.
But that's fine.
You don't need to be seeing to cook sausages, do you?
I'm just imagining her, you know, she buys the wrong sausage. She buys vegan sausages
oh my
at
God.
Aldi. Because the right size is so good.
No, but she'd be able to tell by smell.
No, she's lost her sense of smell. She I don't think she has. I don't think she has.
I don't.
But a character did that she plays in the movie version.
Right.
What's the movie going to be called?
Sausage.
The Flying Sausages.
The Flying Sausageman.
The Flying Sausage Brigade.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. That actually works. Something like that. You could see it in that, like, Wes Anderson font. You know.
He's going to direct it.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's going
to
be
I think you'll have to write it, though, right? Oh, shit.
Well, it writes itself.
Well, yeah.
He can take credit.
There's a happy ending.
Based on a true story.
A whole cast of weird, you know, kooky characters.
Yeah.
The nerds with their drones. Can you stop messing around with those fucking drones? There's a dog missing. But little does that woman know. Little does she know. They're the key to it all.
Their technology.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be so good.
We want screenwriting credits on this if you make it, all right? Wes, let's know.
But we haven't written
what
the screenplay. I'm not sure how we're going to get credit.
Look, we've done like 90% of the work. We've given it to him on a silver platter.
90% of the work. Not written a single word down in a script.
It writes itself. It's already written itself. It's happened.
If it writes itself, why do they need to credit us? If they credit us, they'll have to pay us.
No, they don't.
They do. They pay us the guild minimum.
They can give us a
credit.
Pack of sausages.
Pack of sausages from Aldi.
That's all we want. Wes.
Vegan ones for Lewis, though.
Call me.
What's in a vegan sausage? Broccoli!
Folks, welcome to Dungeons & Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons & Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Of course, dogs aren't the only things that love a good sausage.
That's true.
Ministers also love sausages, famously.
Ministers?
Yeah.
As in clergymen?
Ramen.
What? I don't understand that joke, but
instead of amen,
I know, but you said ramen.
Yeah,
is that because this is a?
It's because you're Japanese,
right?
You're a weeb.
That's where it came from. Thank you. So, sorry. What's this story?
So, a minister, a bit peckish, wanted to go out his local saloon to get a meal,
to wet his whistle,
have a drink,
perhaps have a sausage,
hang out.
Or some ramen.
This minister suffers PTSD, so he has a service dog Okay. With him at all times.
Okay.
Looking after him. Well, yeah. Much like Davith with me.
Right. It keeps you...
Keeps me...
Grounded.
I feel safe with him here.
Yeah, me too.
So, unfortunately, the minister walked into the saloon.
Minister walks into a saloon. He's got a dog with him. The saloon owner says, you can't bring a dog in here. Get out.
And so he wasn't allowed in.
That's really tragic.
Which is actually illegal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because of the dog?
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's a service dog. They should have allowed him into the place.
I see.
But they were like, oh, you got to have a dog in here. Stinky, horrible dog stinking up the place with its dogness.
Right.
It wasn't America, though. So,
I wouldn't know offhand whether it was illegal or not.
Yeah. But you think if you were running a business that would have dogs coming in.
Do you have to provide like a little bowl of water for it and stuff as well? Do you have to get some sausages ready?
You've got to give it endless breadsticks.
Oh, yeah. Right, there's rules. Can you give a dog breadsticks? Sure, fuck it, go for it. You know best.
One, maybe. I think one's fine.
One?
It's like a grape. You can give a dog a grape. Don't give them a bunch of grapes. It'll kill it.
Okay. Well, I don't think you're supposed to give a dog a raisin.
You can give a dog chocolate, just one chocolate. As long as it's not got toffee inside, they don't like them. All the coffee ones. So he wasn't allowed into this saloon.
Why is this news?
Because he went over the road to a Hooters bar.
Okay.
And they said, come on in. You're welcome. Can we get you anything for the dog? Here's your seat.
Was there a little?
Here's some water for the dog.
Was there a lady
dog
dressed up in one of those little Hooters uniforms?
With the O's over its... How many nipples the dogs have? Four?
As many as how they have babies, I assume. How many is the average amount of babies?
Oh, we could say Hooters pooch, and then you'd have four O's for the four nipples, right?
You're a fucking marketing genius. Because that's the way that Hooters need to, you know, encourage people to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon the average Hooters clientele probably have a dog. You know, they feel like dog owners.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's not all dog owners. It's service dogs, guide dogs.
That's true.
That kind of thing.
If you were blind.
Yes.
Would you go to a Hooters?
If I was blind and my service dog, guide dog was this. I might get into trouble. I walk out of my house, I just fall down a manhole. I'm gone. David just sat there on the pavement like this.
Very loyal. He's not going to leave your side, that's for sure.
Oh, what's that? Is that a doggy? You're a little doggy.
Neighbour kids pick up him. He's gone. He's been adopted by missing. Them. I'm missing as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you...
Hello?
You'd get washed out of the storm drain. You'd wash out of the sewage outflow pipe at the beach or whatever.
With all the turds.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, wade ashore. Oh, no, help, where am I? I can hear the ocean.
I'm blind. Help.
You're right, Simon.
Who's that?
It's the man, not a beachcomber. He's looking for crabs.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Wait a minute, a beachcomber looking for crabs?
Combing the beach.
Sure.
For crabs.
Valuable crabs.
Yes, they come. They love eating the sewage.
Yeah.
That's what makes them so tasty. Can I help you?
Turd-fed crabs.
That's my name?
I sell them to all the biggest restaurants. They love my organic turd-fed crabs. What I like to do, right, I got my Tinder profile, right? And what I like to do is I like to open message with, do you want to get crabs with me sometime?
Such a powerful pickup line.
Funny thing is, I do also have pubic lice. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a surprise for him.
It's a big problem. Very itchy. Very itchy.
Oh, yeah.
Always fucking scratching myself in public.
No, but he did see you, right? You know,
yeah.
Salt of the earth kind of fella.
What if I come out all covered in turds and I'm like crawling around?
And crabs.
He thinks I'm a crab. Like all fours.
That's a big one.
Oh, big one. Looks like he's lost a fight. But he got four legs. I'm like, help. No, I'm a man. I'm a man.
Are we eating well tonight?
I'm not a crab. He's deaf, ironically. He can't hear me. Right. I'm blind. He's deaf.
Oh, so you're taken to the market.
Yeah.
You're in a cage.
Help, let me out. I'm a man. I'm the Diggy Hole Man. These are just turds on me. I'm not a crab.
Don't look at that strange man, son. Diggy, diggy hole, man.
Help, help. I'm miming digging a hole. Help, help.
This is like this really fancy farmer's market as well, yeah. You know, where all the restaurant owners are coming in.
Yeah.
You know, buying their gourmet sausages. You know, no Aldi sausages for their restaurant.
Can you have crab sausages?
Yes, you can make sausages out of everything, anything. Literally, I think that's the point of a sausage.
Can you have sausage sausages?
Definitely, yes.
By which I mean that you cut open the sausage and inside are smaller sausages.
Right.
What about pizza sausage?
Again, I'm pretty sure anything can go through that grinder thing that they make the sausages out of. I think, again, that's the point. Stop thinking about it.
So it's just a heartwarming story of a man being discriminated against for his PTSD, but
that's the ones I love.
It's okay because the restaurant with the ladies with the big boobs gave him a meal. What would our version of Hooters be? Jubblies.
Sounds like Del
Bristols. Boys.
Bristols. Man, that's the
welcome to Bristols. We got some exotic dancers from Gateshead.
Ooh. Okay.
No wanking. Except in the toilets. So, there's a family living in their house, South Lake Tahoe, and they noticed that every single winter there was really loud snoring noises coming from somewhere in the house.
Ooh.
Almost like it was like under the house somewhere.
Is it a bear?
It was five bears.
Five bears.
Five bears apparently would, I think, regularly sleep and hibernate under their house through all of the winter.
Well, I guess maybe like it's like a family and not only the daddy bear snores. You know, the others are not snoring.
Maybe the daddy bears are
yeah.
The mummy bear's like the kids are like
why are
they've all got different.
Right, different sounds.
Different snores.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
A cacophony. Sure. It's like an orchestra of snoring.
A symphony.
Yeah.
Of snoring.
I like how it's a photograph. You can clearly tell it's zoomed in. It was taken from very, very far away.
Yeah, I feel like that's the right thing to do, yeah. Though. So
you want to take a selfie with a bear.
I mean, sometimes if you've got a house full of pets and people, there's a lot of noises. You know, right. Like the heating's noisy, the dishwasher's always going, the washing machine's on, the piping might be old or gurgling.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are playing, children, the pets jumping around, snuffling, truffling.
Teenager upstairs playing music.
Heavy metal.
Yeah.
The snoring, you might just think that's old grandpa. Snoozing away on the
snoozing
porch.
Snoozing and farting
yeah.
throughout the night.
Yeah.
I wonder if, you know, if they're a married couple that live there, do they think the other one is the cause of the snores?
Maybe. They were just, yeah.
They wake up and they're like, oh, bloody hell, we're she's snoring again.
I'm going to sleep in the spare room. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, bloody hell, he's snoring again. Jesus. Yeah. So loud. Not realising that there's a family of bears. It's so weird.
Are they basically having a bear guest house here, though? For the
yeah,
for the
it's
winter
like an
months.
Airbnb. A bear B&B.
I guess there's less of the breakfast, though.
There was unless, no daddy bear.
Unless they're the breakfast.
There was no daddy bear. It was a mother and four juveniles.
Of previous families.
Oh, yeah, dad's like, I'm just nipping to the shop for some milk and cigarettes. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
I don't know, is this okay? Like, but bears aren't protected, are they?
They are protected.
Okay, yeah, so
you need to get a special license, a special permission.
Well, I'm not saying we should shoo them
unless
out.
It's life or death.
What? Would
like, if you are about to be killed by a bear, you can kill a bear, but you just can't go out and hunt a bear.
No, but can you shoo them out into the cold? Would that count as killing them? know what I mean?
Well, they would die in the cold.
So does that... But it's not your fault.
It's like a trolley problem.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like, oh, do we...
Well, they might die, but they might not. But they probably die.
Oh, it's awkward, isn't it? Oh, fuck it. Just leave them there. What's the worst that can happen? You wake up dead.
We've had bear news before, and I'm not really sure what my verdict is. I think my verdict is... I don't want to...
There was Big Hank. We did the story on Big Hank. And it turns out there was three different bears.
Was it?
Big Hank doesn't exist, really. He's three different.
He was a myth.
Or maybe it's like Moon Knight. Maybe he's like three different bears.
Like Spider-Man.
I shouldn't like kill this family, but I'm really hungry.
Let me take over. Let me eat the family.
Okay. I see. Mm.
But the DNA changes somehow. That doesn't really work. Because it is physically three different bears because they did DNA testing.
But on the poo?
On the jars of honey, that's saliva all inside from the bear tongue. Have you seen how long bear tongues are?
No, don't Google it. It's okay.
I've seen enough
of Simon's weird... Googles.
If you think the teeth are scary, if you think the claws, the paws are scary, the big muscularness of the tongue is even scarier. It's the scariest thing. The
scariest bit of the bear.
Yeah.
I think just generally, they're always a scary threat.
Scary
bear. Watch out if you're somewhere where bears are.
So they, it's the crawl space under the house where the bears were. They just put like electrical fencing around it after they left.
God, I have electrical fencing around your
place. So they can't get under.
Is that so they won't come back?
Yeah.
Because now they know that that's like their house.
Yeah. The bears think that's their like holiday home. Every Christmas, we go and sleep under this house. Oh, it's so lovely. You're going to have to visit Janet.
Come with us one year.
Each winter, about 100 to 150 bears attempt to hibernate under homes here in Tahoe. So just in one region of America, up to 150 bears just sleep under houses.
Not in a big group.
Not the same house, yeah.
It's just a big wave.
A bear. Wave of bears. Can you imagine just in Bristol, you know, you wake up one morning, you know, I got a new coffee machine. You know, I put the thing in for an espresso and then I put like a hot chocolate in to make myself a mocha. I'm like, oh, this is nice. You know, pour myself some cereal. I'm like, oh, this perfect start to a perfect day. I turn around in the kitchen eating the remnants of the cat food. There's a bear in my kitchen.
Right.
I'm like, okay. His vision is based on movement.
I don't think it is that. No.
What? Isn't it?
Pretty sure not.
Oh, that's Jurassic Park, isn't it?
Yeah, you want to just
shit.
You want to run straight
I want to just
away.
Move. Wait, hang on. No, if you run, a bear can run faster than a person. If you climb anything, bear can climb better than a person.
The bear can only run.
You can't fight a bear.
If you run, the bear run. No, you have to run faster than the slowest person.
Yeah, but it's just me and the cats.
Right, I see. And they can
and the cats
fast.
Can run fast.
Right, okay. Faster than you.
So I think the only way to do is we did a story about this. I take off all my clothes, throw them at the bear, and then run off.
That's right.
Because they
get
the scent. They get distracted by the scent of my clothes.
And you run out into the street.
And the bear's like, Jesus Christ, this fucking guy's been raptured.
Don't look at that naked man, son. It's the diggity hole, man.
It's a fucking bear now. What did he say? What was that?
And then you go straight down the manhole.
Oh, fuck, not again.
Washed out to sea.
I'm not a crab. There were bears in my house.
I've got myself a big one again.
Clearly insane.
He won't get away this time. It was a very wholesome podcast. Thank you, Simon. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
I hope you did too. Goodbye.
Oh, shit.
Didn't prepare.